Fellow Freedom fans, David Alan Carmichael here. You are listening to a very important previously broadcast Faith and Freedom show. Stand by, listen up, take notes. Just before the break, we got a call. We've got a call from Craig, and Craig mentioned, I started talking about this technology thing, about the people in New Zealand, and this is in tomorrow's news, folks. We're there before it happened. See, we've gone through the Philadelphia experiment. We transported ourselves into New Zealand port yesterday or tomorrow, and we got this news item. We're bringing it. It's 4 a.m. Wednesday, October 21st, 2009. So we're going to report it today on the 20th. Isn't this exciting? But the thing is that figures show that people are so excited in New Zealand. 68% are willing to have their eyes scanned to combat, fraud.
Not much doing in New Zealand, so I guess it gives them something to do over there.
It's kind of a test platform. Well, so what happened is Craig called just before the break, and he mentioned this Thunderball movie, which reality is stranger than fiction, where they stole a guy's eyeball in order to basically do identity theft. And you know what, Craig? People are talking about that, and they're talking about the Verichip implant and things like that, so that people are taking chips implanting, and what they do is you walk by a scanner and it sends out an electrical signal, and that's enough energy to trigger the little capsule that's inside your body that will bounce back data information, identity information. In fact, it could have your retina scan, your eye scan, social security number, whatever. You could have your DNA code effectively in a digital format sent back, and then what you would do, you could verify that biometric item with your thumbprint or your retina scan. That's actually happening already. And it sounds like you're in this article. So, Craig, what do you think about that? What kind of things would you use a thumbprint or retina scan to engage in a transaction? What kind of things would you be willing to do that for?
Oh, God, I'm the worst candidate they can have. I do nothing, But buy groceries?
I mean, you would do it to buy groceries.
Oh, I'm saying, what are they going to find out on me? But no way. But it's going to come down to if they make it a law, and then all of a sudden, well, if you don't get it, you can't eat, you can't drive, you can't do this or do that. That's going to be a real tough one, boy.
Okay, I'll give you an example. On the, I read the healthcare bill. Most people haven't. Most congressmen haven't read it. I've just heard that. And I got to this point where they said real-time tracking, real-time verification of your eligibility for a physician service. Not whether you are eligible for government funding or subsidy or a insurance company subsidy or funding of your service, but literally real-time tracking of whether or not you're allowed to see a doctor. And then it went on in the next couple of paragraphs to describe an identification card. Now, you realize they're going to want to have to find those deadbeat medical people, those people who are not kicking up or not kicking in or not ponying it up, not participating and chipping in the ante for the medical thing, and they're going to have to police it. So I think there's going to be possibility of an identity theft fraud so that people can go to the doctor. What do you think? You think that's...
That's possible. Let me ask you something talking about that. You're talking about this chipping in thing. What if your guy doesn't have any money or whatnot? They're going to make you... How are they going to collect money from you?
Well, it doesn't matter because they're not really concerned about whether or not you have money. It's just that everybody is in that web, in that, I'll use the term matrix. I haven't seen the movie, but that everybody's in that matrix, that everybody's a numbered head, everybody's biometrically identified. And then so if you don't have any money, it doesn't matter. As long as you check in with this real-time or near-real-time identification of your financial responsibility, and if you're broke, your financial responsibility is taken care of by the rich guy, okay, unless he hires his own personal surgical team for life, that he's got up on an airplane someplace that flies around 24 hours a day or something outside the jurisdiction. I don't know. But if as long as you're able to check in, that's really what they want, to make sure everybody is checking in. All the human resources have been tallied. They won't tell us how much gold isn't in Fort Knox.
There's none. Zero.
Right. Well, that might be possible. And obviously there's a lawsuit right now, Freedom of Information Act, and I'm trying to get those guys on the radio to talk about that, but that's another subject. The point is...
all the gold in Switzerland.
What happens? What do you think? What are the odds? I think, as I'm looking at this, that they're probably going to go to the next step with this healthcare thing, that you're going to have to check in to verify you are who you are on that ID card by rendering a mark on your right hand or your forehead.
Yeah, or they're going to give you a card to start with.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they're going to give you a card, but how do you know it's not a fake card? Because they've already shown that those cards can be read by anybody who's got one of the readers that will communicate, and they're easy to do. You can actually, and I've seen a congressman do this, and it's shown on YouTube, where a congressman got somebody together, a little just very simple technology, to go read one of these secure cards. That means somebody could read it, take the information, produce an identification card, go into the doctor on this fake identification card, and then what would have to happen is there would have to be some central database that you would have to verify your identity apart from even the card. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe it has to be a thumbprint, like the bank.
Yeah, like the bank. So tell me about the bank.
Yeah.
What? Tell me about the bank. You said the bank. What do you mean by the bank?
Oh, well, I don't know. Ask, have you put a thumbprint on there.
On what?
Whatever it is. You know, was it checks or...
is it a digital...
VR?
Oh, so have you done that?
No, I haven't.
Good for you.
I stay away from banks, but I've heard it. I've heard that's what they do.
Yeah, I don't. I've gone through situations not able.
You don't want
to
know
to
what
cash
I do
checks. I won't. You don't have to tell.
I'm probably worse than you are, David.
Okay, well, let me read this article while you're here, Craig. You called up and you're ready to talk about this. So let me get through this article. The figures from the Unisys Security Index survey issued today by information technology company Unisys show that more than half of the participants fear identity theft. More are in identity. They fear identity theft. They got an identity theft phobia. It's been kind of, you know, advertised for them to do that. I'm not an identity. I'd love to have somebody take my identity. It'd be really interesting. Police statistics show that in the year June 2008, there were 1,100 misuses of identity involving 500 fictional and genuine identities. Figures police say are a fraction of what's really going on. Now, I'm going to scan down to this whole thing. Participants also favored facial scans, fingerprint scans, iris scans, more popular than a PIN code or other password security measures, and also voice pattern recordings. So given the high level of concern about identity and financial fraud issues, it's not surprising that New Zealanders are so keen to use sophisticated biometric technology as a means of... this is a marketing article. Let's just admit it. It's probably written by Unisys. And by the way, they are military...
You know who you and I have on a guest sometime?
Who's that?
Heard her on many times. She's the one. I can't remember her name.
I think I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the one that does all the barcode stuff.
Yeah, barcode lady.
What's her name?
I should.
I'm talking about. I've heard her on many programs. She's good. I think she has a sister too that helps her, doesn't she, or something?
Catherine Albrecht.
What is it?
Catherine Albrecht.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very interesting. She's up on all that stuff. The bar. She probably knows something about the eye scan thing too.
Yes.
You know what I heard a while back? Verichip. Isn't that the only one out there right now doing that?
No. Verichip, well, I'm not sure. I'll have to double check. I thought there was Verichip related to a particular company. I know that one of the companies is called Digimark, Digimark.
All right. It might have been from, oh, I bet you it was from Catherine I heard it from, but one of the head honchos, I believe, was out of George W. Bush's administration. He's the head honcho of one of the chipping places.
Well, it's big business, and right now the Department of Agriculture, as I understand it, is imposing requirements that they're chipping animals.
Yeah, and people do it now for their pets, dogs and cats and whatever else, birds too.
Right. You know? Now, I don't know.
What's the name? George Bush Sr. Told you about the New World Order and the 1,000 points of light, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever figure out what those 1,000 points of light are supposed to represent?
Actually, I never heard the 1,000 points of light. I've heard that from other people. I saw him.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, I was watching when he gave the New World Order speech.
Yeah.
Heebie-jeebies, man. Just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, you know, his son's a New World Order guy, too.
Well?
and a lot of the people up there are, but boy, I'll tell you, it's all coming to fruition. And boy, I'll tell you what, it wasn't too many years ago when you talk about New World Order, people thought you were ready for the loony bin, but now people, when you mention it, it's like, hey, you know, hey, there's something to it.
Well, so what it comes down to is, and I'll just tell you, Craig, thank you for your call, and it was nice to just have a conversation and kind of get off my monologue here. But it is one of these things where I think every person needs to stop and think about their courage level. Some of the people that are listening to the show have read Revelation chapter 13 and have had seen this forecast 2,000 years ahead of time. And all this, and they're seeing it happen before their very eyes, and they're getting the quote-unquote heebie-jeebies, but you know what? They're fear for their life. Well, how am I going to eat? Well, you know what, folks? It really comes down to that. I mean, where is your loyalty? If you have a religious bone in your body,
yep.
I mean, do you really believe? Whose side are you on? Who are you willing to trust for your very survival?
Yep.
This is why I say a lot of times, Craig, have you heard me say, our freedom comes in proportion to our faith? Have you ever heard me say that?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Well, it's in other words, put your money where your mouth is, basically what you're saying.
Yeah, effectively, it's put up or shut up. It's one of these things where it's like that land of the free and the home of the brave.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have a land of the free. We will not be free, but first being brave.
I find it interesting. I find it so hypocritical. These people are all complain about the healthcare thing, right? Oh, we don't want government intervention and whatnot. But yet these same people take away their Social Security, take away their Medicare or Medicaid, which is government funded. Oh no, don't you dare touch that.
Right.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute, you can't have it both ways. Here, you don't want the healthcare thing. You say it's government control, but what are you doing right now with Social Security and Medicaid?
Well, the thing is, Craig, you know what? Our parents were brought up as children. My mother was born in 1933.
Okay.
So guess what? That's when Social Security started. She was the generation, the parents of that generation that were worrying about, obviously not putting their trust in God, but into statism. So we had Nazism alive, National Socialism, the spirit of that was alive and well in America at that time. Is they were brought up as children believing this is a part of Americana.
You think about it, David. There's really not much free in this country, even though you're under the illusion that you're living under freedom. But when you think about it, if you want to fish, there's a little pond up the road from me, okay?
Right.
If I want to go fishing over there, I better have a license, or otherwise I get fined or put in jail.
Hey, Craig, watch this. That license,
yeah,
on the Welfare Benefit Program 42 USC 666, paragraph A13, you know what you're required to give in order to get that license to go fishing?
What?
A 9-digit number.
Oh, Social Security?
Ha-ha! Section 666.
There's a mark of the beast right there in itself when you come right down to it.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Huh?
Isn't that interesting?
But, yeah, isn't it? And if you want to go hunting, which I don't do, I don't believe in it. But hey, if that's your thing, got to have a license for that.
And how do you get that? Based on 42 USC 666, paragraph A13. Same thing.
You want to drive? You got to have a tag, registration, and insurance. We got those three. If you miss them, one.
And you know what you got to give to get that driver's license?
Oh, gee, what a surprise, huh?
42 USC 666.
Wow. Well. 9-digit number.
Yeah, it's happening before our very eyes.
Everything you do, you have to give something up for it.
Okay, we got to take a break. Hey, thank you for your call, Craig. Folks, this has really been insane. But you know what? Insanity is in the news, and what I do is I read it, and we're going to expose it. Let's try to get back to reality here. So we're going to come back. This is a crazy but true Faith and Freedom Show. Talk about the issues, constitutional, biblical, right versus wrong basis. Give us a call, 888-850-1872. We'll be back.